Title: Speaker Program Still in the Crosshairs After All These Years, Lessons Learned or Not. Content: Takeda Pharmaceuticals agreed in May 2026 to pay $13,670,921 to resolve False Claims Act, FCA, allegations tied to its Trintellix speaker program. This was not a one-off. 1. Speaker programs have been common in pharma for decades, and government scrutiny was reinforced in the OIG's 2020 special fraud alert, but these enforcement actions go back much further, with conduct in some cases reaching as far as 2011. Between September 2022 and May 2026, the Department of Justice, DOJ, resolved 5 FCA matters tied to speaker programs across multiple therapeutic areas. Together they exceed $1.17 billion and, more importantly, they reflect an enforcement theory that has stayed consistent for more than a decade. Takeda is not an outlier. It is the latest example of a pattern. 2 core allegations across all 5 settlements, 2 allegations repeat. First, speaker fees are treated as a way to induce prescribing or reward past prescribing. Second, speaker selection is alleged to be driven by sales. These allegations are routinely the foundation of the government's theory. DOJ's position is straightforward. When sales influence who gets paid to speak, the program looks commercial, not educational. In Takeda, DOJ alleged the company selected certain providers for paid speaking opportunities with the intent to induce Trintellix prescribing or reward prescribing history, and the same core allegation appears across the previous cases. The practical implication is equally direct. Speaker selection needs to be grounded in medical and scientific criteria, expertise, experience, publications, academic roles, with a documented rationale that is not tied to prescribing volume or sales potential. High-end meals and repeat attendance, the how in many of these cases, sales-driven selection explains the why, and meals and repeat attendance supply the how. 4 of the 5 companies faced allegations involving high-end venues or excessive meals, and 4 of the 5 faced allegations of repeat attendance with little or no incremental educational value. Takeda is a clear example. DOJ alleged programs were held at off-site venues, including high-end restaurants. Certain events exceeded Takeda's own $125 per person limit for food and beverage, and sales representatives repeatedly invited the same providers to similar programs on the same drug and content within short time periods. DOJ also alleged that some paid speakers attended programs on the same topic shortly after speaking. The government's framing was that duplicate programs did not provide education and that the meals and drinks were intended to influence prescribing. Previous cases reflect similar themes, sometimes with even weaker educational content, including allegations that programs lacked meaningful substance or were conducted without slide decks. Policies alone are not enough. A consistent lesson is that policies do not help if they are not enforced. DOJ has alleged that companies had policies and procedures, including live monitoring, but failed to follow them in practice, and that monitors did not adequately identify and report overspend or venue concerns. Takeda's alleged overspend against its own $125 limit is similar in effect. When a company sets a limit and field teams exceed it, the company's own records can become core evidence. DOJ often treats violations of internal rules as proof the company understood the standard and failed to enforce it, which raises the stakes for companies that have robust policies in place. The second piece of the equation is adequate internal monitoring and compliance to ensure that the policies are being adhered to. Key trends across the 5 settlements. Looking across the 5 settlements together, several themes stand out. Sales-driven speaker selection appears as the recurring trigger and shapes the rest of the government's case. High-end venues, excessive meals, and repeat attendance show up as common supporting evidence, and alcohol appears as an aggravating factor and is cited in the largest settlements. The absence of meaningful educational content distinguishes the most serious cases, relators are. Often former sales representatives, who can describe how speaker selection and program execution worked in the field. While these matters resolved civilly, DOJ continues to emphasize that healthcare fraud investigations can involve PAR.